This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sushila Karki to address the nation this evening. Education Minister Mahabir Poon expresses need to allocate at least 1% of nation's budget to research and innovation. And 4 people killed in protest over statehood demand in India's Leh-Ladakh region. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sushila Karki is scheduled to address the nation this evening. According to the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, a cabinet meeting will be held at 4 p.m. today, which will be followed by Prime Minister Karki's address to the nation at 6 p.m. This will be her first address to the nation after she assumed the office as the head of the interim government. Radio Nepal will live broadcast the address. Former Chief Justice Karki was appointed the Prime Minister on the 12th of September following Zenzi protest on September 8th and 9th. The interim government led by Karki had dissolved the House of Representatives and announced election for March 5th next year. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Mahabir Poon has expressed the need to allocate at least 1% of the nation's budget to research and innovation. In a recent interview, the minister said Nepal's current research and development spending, which is below 0.1% of the GDP, lagged far behind global leaders like Israel, which invests over 5% of its GDP in research and development, and other developed countries like the United States and Germany, averaging around 2.5 to 3% of the GDP, fueling their technological and economic advancements. He stated that for education to be free, the country must have a prosperous and stable economy, adding that in today's day and age, such an economy can be achieved through incentivizing and investing in innovation and entrepreneurship. The minister said that Nepal could start by investing at least 1% of its GDP in research and innovation and gradually increase it to 2% and 3%. Vehicular movement along the Prithibi Highway has come to a complete standstill due to the landslide that occurred at Juangkhola and Tingrang Khani of Benighat Rural Municipality, Ward No. 10 in Thading District. Landslides started occurring from 10 a.m. today. Police Inspector at District Traffic Police Office Gajuri Suraj Srestha shared that efforts were underway to remove landslide debris to resume the traffic. Thousands of vehicles are stranded due to obstruction of the highway at a time when huge numbers of people are returning their homes with the start of the Dasai Festival. Security personnel have been mobilized to move the vehicles to safer places, according to the superintendent. Superintendent of Police at the District Police Office Thading, Pace Raj Rijal. The passengers have been requested to stay alert and to use alternative route if needed. Earlier this week, the Prithibi Highway remained completely blocked for 17 hours due to dry landslide that also occurred at Juangkhola on Monday night. Meanwhile, 5 major highways have been completely blocked for traffic due to floods and landslides triggered by heavy rains in various parts of the country. According to the information provided by the Nepal Police Headquarters, the Kosi Highway in Bodkola Rural Municipality, Ward No. 4, and in Makalu Rural Municipality, Ward No. 3 of Sankhwa Sabha District, have been completely blocked due to landslides. Similarly, the Mughling Narangat Road section in Ichha Kamana Rural Municipality, Ward No. 5, and the Mid Hill Highway in Pume Rural Municipality, Ward No. 4 of Rukum East have been completely blocked. According to the police, the East-West Highway in Nolparasi East, the Kali Gandaki Corridor in Baglung and the Trisuli Moilung Road in Rasuwa are open for one-way traffic only. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. India's Leh-Ladakh witnessed its worst violence in decades yesterday after protests demanding statehood and 6th scheduled protections turned deadly. According to the Times of India, 4 people aged 19 to 46 were killed and over 80 injured, including more than 40 police personnel. The clashes erupted after 2 hunger strikes. Chiring Angchuk and Tasi Dolma were strikers rather, Chering Angchuk and Tasi Dolma were hospitalized on the 35th day of their fast. Their condition triggered youth-led demonstrations in Leh, where vehicles were torched, public offices vandalized, and the BJP headquarters and Hill Council attacked. Authorities imposed curfew as security forces used tear gas, baton charges, and live rounds to control crowds. Climate activist Sonam Wangchuk, who had been fasting since the 10th of September, ended his hunger strike amid the violence, calling it the saddest day for Ladakh and urging protesters to remain peaceful. The protests center on four demands: statehood, sixth schedule protections, separate Lok Sabha seats for Leh and Kargil, and job reservations. The Union Home Ministry said talks with the Leh apex body and Kargil Democratic Alliance are ongoing, with the next meeting scheduled for the 6th of October. China, the world's largest emitter of greenhouse gases, has for the first time committed to an absolute target to reduce its climate emissions. In a video statement to the United Nations in New York, President Xi Jinping announced that China would cut economy-wide emissions by 7 to 10% by the year 2035, while striving to do better. According to the BBC, the pledge covers all greenhouse gases and will be measured from the country's peak emission level, though Xi did not specify when the peak will occur. President Xi also outlined measures including expanding wind and solar power capacity to more than 6 times 2020 levels, raising forest stocks to over 24 billion cubic meters, and making new energy vehicles mainstream in future sales. The commitment comes as countries race to submit updated climate pledges under the Paris Agreement. China's announcement is seen as critical to keeping global climate goals in reach, as the United States under President Donald Trump has rolled back commitments, with Trump calling climate change a con job. China has previously pledged to peak emissions this decade and achieve carbon neutrality by the year 2060. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy in hilly areas of the country and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and at one or two places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the hilly regions of Kosi province and Bagmati province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Sushila Karki to address the nation this evening. Education Minister Mahabir Poon expresses need to allocate at least 1% of nation's budget to research and innovation. And 4 people killed in protest over statehood demand in India's Leh-Ladakh region. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.